Welcome to Kick-Ass Couples Nation Behind the Scenes, where you get exclusive footage just for our members. Listen in to hear our fantastic guests respond to a few extra questions and get further insight into how these committed couples handle areas we all wonder about in our own relationships. Here's one question in our behind the scenes I'd like to ask, and Lee, I want to ask you to start, if you don't mind. What's the biggest challenge that the two of you have faced in your relationship, and what have you done to overcome it and work through it?
I think the biggest challenge for us is our differences. Trey mentioned that earlier. We are night and day. I mean, we could not be any more different. Our personalities are polar opposites.
Tell me more about that. Like, tell me because we know you a little bit, and I can see that Trey's out there and vocal, and he's a fun, gregarious guy. What, tell me what those differences are.
He's the very, you know, he's the optimist. He's the people person.
Extrovert.
He's the extrovert. Yeah. And I'm the introvert. I'm, you know, and just like I said, I mentioned earlier, I'm a perfectionist, which can tend to lead to a lot of criticism, you know.
If I'm a little on the organized side, yeah. And so
I want everything in its place. So we begin our workshops when we get up, and so that people will know where we're coming from. And we do this little, you know, bit about, you know, our differences. He's on time person. I'm always running late, and we just go back and forth. And we have couples that come up to us afterwards and go, "We're just like that." You know, we're so different, and they can really relate to our differences and what a struggle it can be in marriage. And it has been from day one. It didn't take us, you know, probably 2 weeks into marriage to realize, oh my goodness, we've got a lot of work to do.
That's great. I love that. Okay.
So Trey.
Yes.
What do you need from Lee to achieve the highest level of intimacy?
The highest level of intimacy, that would probably be, I think that I desire from her in that area for her to desire me sexually, which means I need her to flirt with me. I need her to send me flirty text messages. I need her to initiate sex as much as I initiate sex. I need for us to meet in the middle somewhere on frequency and be able to communicate about those things. And so when we can communicate clearly and comfortably about our intimacy, it just makes things so much better, that it's not a hush hush or a, hey, we don't talk about these things. The fact that we can talk about them and say, hey, we like this, we don't like that, has really blessed us. But I love the fact that Lee does a good job flirting with me, touching me. That's my love language, is touch. And so, she does a good job of making me feel wanted, as a man or as a husband and as a spouse.
Thank you for sharing that. You know, we have to be able to talk about those things. As awkward as it may be for some couples, I think once you can sort of bridge that gap, it's better for everyone. And like you said, that's your love language, right? Being touched, having that intimacy, the sexual intimacy. And she knows that. And so, you know, that's something that she's going to, because she loves you, she's going to act on it. How about for you, Lee? What do you need from Trey to achieve the highest level of intimacy?
I think it probably goes back to what we talked about earlier with the communication, with all of the other forms of intimacy, you know, which are the communication, the spiritual intimacy, the emotional intimacy, all of the things that lead up to the sexual intimacy is what I need from him in order, you know, to give myself freely to him.
Sure.
Love that. Love that. So I have two short and easy questions. And Lee, I'm going to start with you on these two. The first one is, what's your favorite kind of music and why is it your favorite?
You know, I love so many different, yes. I literally will listen to almost anything and love it. If I have control of the radio and I'm in the car by myself, though, I will listen to Christian music.
Christian, okay. How about you, Trey? What's your favorite kind of music and why?
I will probably be looking for some classic rock, some soft 70s stuff. Although that's I had older sisters, and so I grew up listening to their Crosby, Stills and Nash and Doobie Brothers and things along those lines. So I still, that stuff very much appeals to me, the classic 70s, late 70s and early, although we're 80s kids. I'm kind of like Lee. I'll listen to just about anything.
Okay. All right, Lee, I want you to fill in the blank on this. The key to a successful marriage is blank.
Intentionality.
Tell me what that means.
So this is another thing I get on my soapbox about, but we have to be intentional with everything, really. I mean, you know, with that commitment that we talked about, you have to be intentional with the communication. You have to be intentionality with conflict resolution. We tell couples you've got to be intentional about dating, because dating is still important. And if you're not intentional about scheduling dates, then you just never seem to have time to go on dates. So really just every single thing in marriage, you've got to be intentional about it. You've got to give it thought.
All right, Trey, same for you. The key to a successful marriage is blank.
I would say leaning on one another's strengths. And going back to what Lee said, us being so different a while ago, is what we realize is my strengths happen to be most of Lee's weaknesses, things she's not real good at. Lee's really good strong points, her wheelhouse of things, are areas in my life that I don't do well. And so when we really learn to take all our differences and our personality differences and kind of blend those together and realize, you know, she's detailed and organized and everything else, she is good with paying bills and handling the finances and carrying, doing the checkbook, let her do that. I'm unorganized. So I think part of the key is learn to figure out what is it that you do well, what is it that your spouse does well, and then lean on that and go that direction.
Perfect. Great. Well, again, thank you all for being authentic and peeling back the curtain and allowing us to spend this time to get to know you a little bit better. We know it's going to help our listeners, and we're grateful for the opportunity to connect.
Thank you so much, guys. It was great to meet you, and thank you for sharing.
And again, thank you all for what y'all do. Thank you all for blessing marriages.
Our pleasure. All right.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Hey, can I ask a quick question before you leave?
Of course.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. What do you want me to do with the equipment that you sent me? Will y'all send me something? Is there some instructions on it?
Sure. There is, if you open it up, on the inside, there is a return label that you can just slap on it, and then FedEx can pick it up, or you can drop it off at FedEx and it'll come right back to us.
Very good. I was going to email and ask Ashley about that, but I thought I got you right
here. Did she give you the combination for opening it up?
He did. Yeah, she's been fantastic. She's done a great job.
Thank you. She's a great find. She helps keep me organized and on task.
Excellent. Sorry, right. I just thought I'd ask you why I had you right there.
No worries. Absolutely. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Very good. Blessings to you guys. Much love.
Same to you as well. Guys. Thanks, guys. Right. Bye-bye.